Hundreds of Thai riot police confronted anti-government protesters at a barricade in Bangkok's business district today, a day after grenade attacks in the area killed three people, but later pulled back without violence. Irene Lagan reports.
In a tense standoff this morning in Bangkok's business hub, Thai police demanded that red shirt protesters dismantle their erected barrier. In scenes that followed, media reported that protesters poured fuel on the barricade, made up largely of tires. The police later pulled back and the protesters also withdrew to the camp they have set up behind the barrier on the edge of the Siloam business district. The government said the grenades that were fired late yesterday, killing three people and wounding 75 others, came from the red shirt protest area. Leaders of the red shirts, who have been demonstrating in Bangkok for 6 weeks seeking new elections, denied they were to blame. The grenade blast came 12 days after clashes between troops and protesters killed 25 people and wounded more than 800 in the country's worst street violence in 18 years. The red shirts, supporters of ousted former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, have also been occupying an upmarket shopping area for 3 weeks and are demanding that the Prime Minister hold early elections. I'm Irene Lagan.